For your weekend reading pleasure, I offer a synopsis of interesting articles about AI you may have missed this week. As always, your thoughts and comments are both welcome and encouraged. P.S. Have you started planning for CES Copyright, Las Vegas, January 7 to 10, 2025? Our executive briefings and floor tours are the best way to experience the show. Let us help you get the most out of CES. Learn more. Shelley's blog. Do you need a chief AI officer, KAIO? About half of our clients have created KAIO roles for their leadership teams, the other half have good arguments against doing so. Do you need a KAIO? Here are some pros and cons and a few thought starters to help you decide. Read more. Shelley Palmer. OpenAI 01 Preview. OpenAI released a new AI model called O1, which the company says is the first in a new series of reasoning models for solving hard problems. Is this the rumored Project Strawberry? It has many of Strawberry's rumored features. Let's dig in. Read more. Shelley Palmer. Everything you need to know about Apple Intelligence, iPhone 16 Pro Max, and more. Apple just wrapped up its highly anticipated, It's Glowtime event, unveiling the latest iPhone models, innovative AI features, and more. Here's everything you need to know about today's announcements. Read more. Shelley Palmer. Senators think AI summaries may violate antitrust laws. 8 senators sent a letter to the FTC urging an investigation into the antitrust implications of AI-generated content summaries by companies like Google. They argue that these summaries take content from publishers without permission, reducing traffic and revenue for original content creators. Read more. Shelley Palmer. Adobe says video generation is coming to Firefly this year. Users will get their first chance to try Adobe's AI model for video generation in just a couple months. The company says features powered by Adobe's Firefly video model will become available before the end of 2024 on the Premiere Pro beta app and on a free website. Read more. TechCrunch. James Earl Jones' Darth Vader has already been immortalized with AI. James Earl Jones died Monday at the age of 93. But long before he did, he gave Lucasfilm permission to recreate his iconic Darth Vader voice for shows like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Read more. Wired. About Shelley Palmer. Shelley Palmer is the professor of advanced media in residence at Syracuse University's S.I. Neuhaus School of Public Communications and CEO of the Palmer Group, a consulting practice that helps Fortune 500 companies with technology, media, and marketing. Named LinkedIn's top voice in technology, he covers tech and business for Good Day New York, is a regular commentator on CNN, and writes a popular daily business blog. He's a best-selling author and the creator of the popular, free online course, Generative AI for Execs. Follow at Shelley Palmer or visit shelleypalmer.com.